Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so today it's about love. Would you rather have endless love or endless money, DZ? That is the question of the day. Think about it. Think about it. I've already thought.
Yeah. It feels easy. It feels easy because you want to say love.
Mm-hmm.
And money doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, payday hits or the bills hit and every and money matters and love doesn't pay the bills.
No, and love sits there and may make you happy, but if you got other problems, so what?
Boy, love make you crazy too.
And love, thank you. I'm glad you said it, not me.
Somebody had to say it.
Thank you. I appreciate you sticking up for us single folks.
I got you. I got y'all.
Love will make you crazy.
Or even people that are in love right now.
And stupid. And stupid.
Yeah.
But so will money.
Yeah.
Money
yeah.
will make you stupid too.
And as the saying goes, money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. Even though I may not believe that.
Right.
A lot of people say it. I think I'd rather have endless love.
Yeah? You think that would fulfill you?
Yeah, man. I'm thinking of all the things that I could potentially buy and have with money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking of the love that I feel and see and get from my boys, my wife, you know, my siblings, my mother, my father, like my family, her family.
That means more than the money. That's true.
I feel very corny saying it, but
No, but it's true. You're right. If I had to pick, like, the love I get from my kids supersedes all.
Right?
I mean, that is my fuel, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're the sweetest.
Granted, I love when a payday hits too, baby.
You're not wrong. And if you have money,
it's a close second.
You can buy love if you have money.
Yeah, but
everybody wants to be around you when you have money. Otherwise, they're just like, huh, I know, but then they use you, see?
Is that love? I'd argue that it
no,
might
it's
not.
No, it's not. It's money. Mm-hmm, but, it's then money. You but then you kind of have it. It's you an feel illusion.
Like, yeah, you feel like it's love. The illusion is there because people need the things you have or the thing you have, and it's money.
People love you for your money sometimes or your status or whatever else you got. So you say endless love.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking of all the things I'd love with my money.
See? See? And I'm thinking about how nuts I am when I'm in love. So I'm like, nope, I'll go with the money all day long, man. I'll be stable. I'll give my kids just enough.
Right.
I'll give them love. Screw it. Maybe I don't need love. Maybe I just need money.
I just need money. My wife would love endless money.
Right? I'll love them. And I'll bring the money.
Man. Is it too late to change my answer?
Maybe we're meant to be lovers. And not loved.
I'll clap to that, big dog.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. 414-533-1037. So that's the question of the day. And it is, would you rather have endless love or endless money? I didn't even pull up the text right now, but that number works for both. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day today is, would you rather have endless love or endless money? Mm. You said love.
I want to change my answer, though.
To money now? You can't. You have to lock into your answer because Ebony's calling first this morning. And DZ said to me, Ebony's going to pick love.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? You
no.
said she was going to pick money?
I said Ebony's definitely picking money.
Oh, you
money.
Said she's definitely picking money?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I can't wait for you to hear what she said.
Morning, Ebony. What's the word?
I said, Ebony, are you picking endless love or endless money? And she said,
come on now, we just gonna get to the point and we gonna pick the money.
Get to the money, baby. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
She said, I don't need love.
What? I'm a deeper thinker, right? So I'm thinking, hey, if people that are meant for you, and people that unconditionally love you, whether if you got it or you don't, they're going to be there for you, whether if you got it or you don't. And those are the only people that I want around me.
Mm,
so
that's true.
I would take the money because I didn't have support. I have support, but I know what it feels like to have all the love and support, but love and support ain't paying bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're stressed out about money.
So all the love around you that you can handle.
Unless the love is your parents handing you a check to help pay the bills.
I wish.
You know? No.
What
you know,
happens?
We over here breadwinning.
Mm-hmm. Breadwinning. Mm-hmm. I like
breadwinner.
For her sanity.
Yeah, I take money. Yeah, because love makes me like into a monster or something. I don't know who that is.
See, Ebony, you and I both. We're good without
it.
You know?
She admitted it. Yeah. She admitted it. She said, love turns me into a monster.
I don't feel like, really,
I mean like a love bug, you know? And like, and that's all I think about. Mm. And that's all I want to be around. And then before you know it, it's like I'm not focusing at work. And no, I need the money.
And yeah, you a forklift operator, so you better be focused at work.
That doesn't make you a monster. That makes you in love, Ebony. And that's okay. The problem is the people you're loving probably suck. Much like me. And that's why we said screw it.
That's why I'd rather be a baddie on a forklift. Thank you.
Baddie with a bag on a forklift. Let's go. Appreciate you, Ebony.
Bye, Ebony.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Why she always yelling? Get off our line.
She's so funny. Danny's calling this morning. We're going to go to him next in Oak Creek.
Took her out. It was a Friday night.
Danny.
What's up?
Danny, Ebony said,
you know what?
Money. What? You said what, Danny?
I agree with DZ with love.
Thank goodness.
You know, the whole family thing, my kids.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, I know relationships are up and down. Sometimes they never work, but you know, you still have love in some place, friends, family. And you know what? When we first started out, we didn't have nothing. I mean, we had a small apartment down in Texas and we were living paycheck to paycheck, but we were happy.
But the grind,
we went for walks.
Yeah.
And you know, the more stuff you get, the thing, you get nicer things and you worry about them. It just,
hold on.
Material things just,
this all sounds fun until the bills are due and we all are stressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Danny's basically saying that he can think of when times were just simple.
Right.
And, you know, love gave him everything that he wanted.
But even when times were harder for them, right? Like
even
the grind
when
was.
Times were harder.
The grind was a grind, but they were together.
We didn't struggle. I mean, we lived in our means. I mean,
but
we didn't go out for
that
fancy
steak
dinner, but.
Danny, this is what I was going to say that someone said to me. It's so true. You ever notice we love our kids so much, so we're like, oh, endless love, because we couldn't live without that love, right? That's our family,
right?
But our love for our kids is usually unconditional.
Oh,
but their love for us is conditional.
Very much so.
When they become adults and we look at our parents and we go, screw you. You can't talk to me like that. Oh, you think my love's unconditional? But as parents, it's unconditional for them.
Right, right.
They're not unconditional to us. Just wait till they're adults.
It's not reciprocal.
Tell you. I'm just saying.
So, that always changes. I mean, you always get, you turn into an adult and you're like, ah, my parents are telling me what to do and this and that. But you know, you get older, then you realize it. And you know, I talk to my parents. I love my parents to death. I mean, they mean the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my dad all the time because, you know, when something's bothering me, he knows. Like, we kind of had the same jobs and stuff. So I talk to him. And
that's why you picked love. Because you have love.
Yep.
That's why you picked love, because you have good people around you.
Danny said, life's a racetrack, man. Mm-hmm. A racetrack, at some point, you're going to end up coming around to the other side and making another loop.
It's true.
All right.
Yep. All right, Danny. Very love-esque this morning. I like it. Thank you, Danny.
No problem.
Later, man. Peace.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too. He was having that, you know, in his feels moment there.
He was. He might have got me a little choked up. I was like, hold on. Yeah, man.
Well, think about Ebony screaming, money.
Money, 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 money.
And you start to get choked up. Think of that moment on the show this morning. Nick is in Waukesha, last but not least. Hey, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You going endless love or endless money?
Talk to us.
Oh, endless money.
Okay.
Gotta be the money.
Okay. What makes you say that, though?
Well, for me, I'm a single dad. So, you know, the bills are always piling up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the money's definitely there to, you know, support my daughter, make sure she's got everything she needs, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It's more support. You're more worried about supporting them.
Right.
Men always, I feel like, go to the financial. That's their first, you know, concern.
Oh, yeah, financial stability.
Yeah, taking care of that. Mm-hmm. So that's love in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. too, you mm-hmm. know, showing love. So he's saying, well, if I can pay the bills, then I've got it.
The rest is going to take care of itself.
I mean, maybe that's not what you were saying, Nick, but that was my way of spinning it into something beautiful.
You're right. I mean, I definitely agree with, you know, with Ebony. You know, I'm a forklift driver too. So, you know, I'm a single dad. I got to make that money. You know,
hold on, Allie. Allie trying to matchmake now. Wait, they got a race though. They got a race for each other's hearts.
They're both shallow. They both want money. They both drive forklifts. They're both single.
They'd
oh
be
gosh.
Perfect together.
You guys are so made for each other. Ebony and Nick. Sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today involves leaving your kid in their room all day?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like my life.
You wrote in.
I did. Should I let my kids sit in their room all day?
So Allie wrote in about 6 years.
6 years now. They're 10 and 12 and I can't get them out of their rooms.
All right, but we got
what's the problem?
We got a Mercy wrote in, and we got a 17 turning 18 year old, right?
Okay.
Says our son is 17 turning 18 and this summer. And he's a pretty introverted person. Honestly, he doesn't really interact with the family at all. Spends his day in his room, maybe reading, playing games, or with his 3D printer. If he didn't need to eat and shower, I swear we wouldn't see him because he wouldn't come out of his room.
At least your kid showers. I have to scream, get in the shower. That's in progress.
Mercy might too. Come on now. We hate it, but don't want to be those parents forcing their kids to do things. Mm. Our other kids come out of the room. Our question is, should we consider this a phase? And what can we do to break him out of this cycle?
Mm.
Mercy. So, young man, sitting there, playing video games, mm-hmm. not coming out the room. Maybe he's shy. Who knows? I don't know if that's what that really means. But he's introverted. Prefers to be on tech, if you will.
They want to do what they want to do, which is to be on their tech. It's
and
of
be
course.
On the, be on the game.
Be left alone.
Mercy wants her boy, though. She wants to spend some time with him. And I can tell you what it is.
What?
Mercy got a complex.
About what?
That young man's turning 18.
Aww.
She's feeling like her baby's growing up.
He is.
She's lost. Oh, what happened to all the years? The baby's
there. I want my baby. He doesn't care about me.
He's probably graduating high school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I'd assume that he's graduating high school right now.
She's having the empty nester vibe.
Nah, maybe. Maybe.
Because even if he doesn't move out physically, once you know you get to those adult years, you
feel like they don't need you.
Yeah, you don't, because you're a grown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't need your mom as much unless you're cooking or
or need something.
Have a question.
Got a question about how to throw the wash in, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to change a tire. You're calling dad.
Look, Owen and Hudson, if I let them, would hang out in their rooms all day.
All day.
And sometimes they do. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to act like I'm parent of the year. Well, not 24 hours. I mean, I will be like, okay, come out of your rooms. We have to go out in the fresh air for 45 minutes. Get out. Let's go.
Let's do something.
We're going to the store even. Just come with me.
Right.
Because that's not even good for your brain or your eyes to be on tech and playing video games all day, every day.
But think about summer vacation when a lot of these kids ain't got nothing to do. They aren't in any programs, or they are older to the degree that are 17, 18, can make their own decisions, whether they're working, studying, going to college, whatever, what have you, right? Sometimes you got a whole day where you got nothing to do.
Somebody said Mercy should share his interests, like play a video game with him.
Nah, man. What?
He doesn't want his mom to play video games with him.
No, he does not want his mom. No.
This is not a 12-year-old like Owen or Hudson. This is an 18-year-old.
This is an 18-year-old. He's got no business, and neither do you, Mama Mercy. Hey, hell no.
Look, I mean, slow down. I like video games, but I don't think this guy wants to play video games with his mom. That's not. He wants his mom to cook for him or take him out to dinner. Let's pretend like we're a kid again.
If that's already what they did, that's one thing. Then, join up, tra-la-la, all that. But no, don't just all of a sudden start trying to hop on the game with your kid. Don't get on 2K because he's playing 2K.
Right.
Please don't do that.
Right.
Don't ruin his experience with that. What I do say
don't go buy the newest Nikes.
I mean,
and match him.
If you can drip check your son,
now that's okay.
Buying the clothes and playing the game, those are two different things. If you're going to just pop out and stunt, that might get him out the house more. Y'all come out and matching fizz, looking fly. He's going to be like, yeah, that's my mama. But he's not going to be like, yeah, that's my mom on 2K playing with me. No. I say she's got to drop it, though.
Yeah.
If it isn't a phase, if this is just him as a person, whatever she did in the years to lead up to this is too far past.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do anything about it, I don't think.
Yeah, I feel like this is a transitional period for her. I don't know, but I've never had an 18-year-old, so I don't know. 414-533-1037. So the issue is she feels like she's losing her kid. He just sits in his room and doesn't want to hang out with her, right?
All day long. And summer's about to hit. You can't tell that boy nothing.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think what I would have come out of my room for when I was a kid.
Money,
going out to eat or dinner.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yes. My friends saying you want to go somewhere.
Coming over. Yeah, or riding their bikes over and us getting on our bike and leaving.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Those about the only things. Because at one point in time, all I felt like doing was sitting in my room.
But when I'm 18, I got a car, so hopefully.
Ooh.
So it's a little different. Now I'm really out. It's amazing he's in his room. Like, if I had a car, when I was allowed to drive my parents' car, I was out. I was gone. Like, there was no way I was in the house if they let me use the little Hyundai Elantra they had in the late 90s.
I picture it.
You know what I'm talking about. There's no way I was at the house if I was allowed to use the car. So I don't know.
Honestly, Mercy should probably just be thankful that he's even at the crib.
Maybe.
Nah, for real. Because at 17, 18, I was not home at all.
No. Like, think about that. I wasn't either. I was always out with my friends. And if my parents wanted to do something, I was like,
I ain't going to cap. Sometimes I said practices went later just so I could come home later. No lie.
See?
No lie. All right.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I might have added an S there, but so what?
It's Friday. We do what we want.
It's Friday, and we're going to talk to you guys next. You can text or call 414-533-1037.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she's sad. Her 18-year-old spends all his time in his room.
Yep. Mama Mercy says he's always in there doing something except hanging out with me, my baby.
Aw, somebody wrote in who's 17.
Oh, what's up?
And said, hello, coming from a 17-year-old's perspective, there are times I prefer to be by myself in my room, but it's because my parents do things that don't interest me. Try to find things he enjoys to do and bring him somewhere or learn his video game so y'all can talk about it. You can at least talk about it.
Okay.
Like, Owen doesn't want me playing his dumb games, whatever he's doing. I shouldn't call him dumb. That's rude. But on his computer, but he wants to talk about him.
Right.
Boy, does he want to talk about
it. Right. You might not have to play the game, but if you can throw a little knowledge, you're going to impress your child.
Right.
That'll open them up. That's actually great. That's a great nugget of advice.
Yeah, the boys came home from the book fair. One of them had a Minecraft book. You think I want to talk about Minecraft?
Nope.
But I will.
You learn a few terms, though, and you're going to be an amazing parent.
Now I'm cool, aren't I?
Bro, just invest a little bit.
That
I love
that. Text. That was a good text from someone who's 17, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, young.
Let's start with Dolly in Milwaukee this morning. Dolly, I can't believe it. You are on day 5, girl.
Morning, Miss Parton. Congratulations. Let's go.
Oh, Dolly, you called 5 days in a row. You got your own theme song. Welcome to the Regulars Club,
Look
Dolly.
At you.
Yes, thank you, guys.
No, thank you. The commitment paid off.
Mm-hmm. I listen to y'all every day, me and my baby.
Aw, well, we're glad. And now you have to keep listening because you have your own theme song. So you're in the club, and we'll find out what that is after. We'll present it next week.
Right.
We'll discuss later.
She said on day one, she was like, I already know what I want.
Oh.
That's when I knew she was committed. I was like, oh, she's getting this.
Oh,
no question.
Yeah, I've been committed.
Oh,
been
I can't
committed.
Wait to find out what it is. Okay, well, that's going to be next week. We're going to find out what it is. Dolly, what do you think this mom should do?
I personally feel like he's going through like the transitional phase from young man to now he's going into adulthood. So he might want that time to himself, probably figuring out what he want to do next in life. Because I'm pretty sure he's about to graduate.
Right.
So if mom is worried about that, I feel like she should just be thankful that he is in the house, considering everything that's going on in the world today. You know where your baby
True.
Is. You know what he's doing.
True.
And if it's an issue about getting out the house, like the young man that takes in and said, like, what is his interest? Okay, see if there's things that he's interested in that you can apply outside. Like, if there's any, like, conventions for games and things of that nature.
Comic-Con, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, just get him out the house and that nature. Ask him what his interests are. Ask him what's on his mind. Have conversations with him. Like, don't... you know, nag him to death about getting him out of his role.
Right.
I can't imagine Dolly at that age, because even at like 10 and 12, they're rolling their eyes going, stop asking us questions. Stop talking to us about weird stuff. Like, they'll look me dead in the eye and say that.
Just stop.
Like, we don't want to talk about this. Like,
dog, my two almost 3-year-old will just tell me to stop. What are you talking about? I understand. We get it.
Like, I can't.
So it only gets worse. Got it.
It does.
My 5-year-old does the same.
And I can't imagine when they're 18, they really can walk away.
As they go, stop in the back.
Dolly, we got a text that said Dolly is my new favorite caller. Thanks for texting that in, Dolly.
Oh, I love whoever that
kidding.
Was. I love you.
Yeah, no, our caller, our listeners are great, and somebody texted that in. Somebody loves you, Dolly.
Squad.
Oh, I love you too, dear, whoever that was.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday, and everybody's going to find out your song. Hold on, actually. We need to find out what it is off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We get ready for you. I'm excited to find out what it is.
I know. I'm kind of eager, too. But listen, she made some great points. She said, you, and especially now, think about the summertime. That's a perfect time to get your child, because now they don't have class. They don't have extracurriculars. They technically are home if they don't have a job, too.
Somebody said, please tell her that's just the way it is with today's kids. I have a 23 and a 17-year-old, and they do the same thing to me. It's not her. Take the opportunity to do the things you want to do, and he will watch and respect you. I went back to school for my associates and told my boys my grades, and they always tell me how proud of me they are.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Associate somehow, but it doesn't have to even be on their level.
And then another text said, my husband and I learned how to play Fortnite, and it's been a great way to connect with my 13-year-old.
Can y'all build?
Well, seriously. And you know what's so hard about this is I love these texts because I have a kid around who's going to be 13 this year.
Right.
But 13 and 17 are not the same. They're different. They're different. One can drive. One's more of an adult. One's still... you know,
the thought process between the years is a lot, right?
Let's go to Jade. You
Young
know,
and Jade?
Yeah, in South Milwaukee. She's 11.
Hey, Jade.
Hello.
You're calling to give us some advice today on what would DZ do?
Yes.
And?
Talk to us.
I have two older brothers. They freak.
You have two older brothers. Okay, go on.
So, one of them, he's turning 23, I think.
Okay.
One of them's birthday's today. He just turned 17.
Hey, happy birthday.
So, my parents, they just got married in Vegas, and we all had a family trip. We had probably one of our best trips of our life.
Mm-hmm. Did they stay in the hotel room the whole time?
Yeah, I'm like, are you saying we have to travel
or
take them on a trip? Oh, that's what it is. She's saying you got to take them on a trip if you want to see them.
Ooh, hey.
And then you got to spend money.
Take them to experiences.
Ah, because they will not just sit, come spend time with you like we were forced to do as children.
If you're always at home, you're always going to be in your room. Mm-hmm. Get them out the house somehow.
Get them out in the world. Then they can experience how it is.
All right.
Jade the Genius.
Thanks, Jade.
Mic drop. Have a great day, youngin.
Have a really
Bye.
Good day.
Bye.
11 years old. She said, get him out of the house and do an experience. Somebody said, I'm pretty lucky because I'm not a normal person and I don't have to work. Okay. I don't well, that was an interesting text. I don't know what that meant. Somebody said she's been letting him do his own thing for this long.
Right.
At 7 to 18, I would have been out with friends doing things, bowling, skating, eating out, enjoying each other's company. I don't think anything's going to change for him. Well, I wish her good luck.
Different times. Y'all know the technological age means everybody's just connected and hanging out in a virtual space now. Yeah, you're with your friends on the game.
Yeah, you don't have to come out of your room to go see your friends.
We're all connected on the web.
It's wild.
Man.
Well, good luck to this mom.
Sorry, Mercy. She's I don't think we helped today.
We did not. Happy hot dog day, DZ. How's your day?
Happy hot dog day, Allie. My day's okay.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday for sure.
Happy last day of May.
Uh-huh.
And happy hot dog day.
What does that mean?
That means later today, I'm going to be going to my kids' school for hot dog day.
Oh, I know what hot dog day is.
And every time I say that to people, they laugh and they go, you're going to, what? And I'm like, you know what? Put your dirty mind away. It's at a children's school. I'm going to an elementary school and we're going to have hot dogs and chips. So stop.
Oh, got it. Allie's going to Glizzy Fest
there
later, for sure.
Lots of hot dogs. Flying everywhere. So that's what I'm doing. But you had a big moment with your son, huh?
Yeah. Speaking of big moments, shout out to Hot Dog Day.
I'll have a full report next week.
We actually had to go make sure Sammy didn't have any hot dogs lodged in his teeth. No.
Thank God you said teeth.
It was a spin.
I get it.
Because we had Sammy's first dentist appointment. Aww. He went to the dentist for the first time ever in his life.
So he's going
to
be 3 in July.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Woof.
Age to start oral hygiene and oral care. You got to start teaching them young.
Yeah, and we've been brushing his teeth since he's got them. So he's been brushing his teeth for 2, going on 3 years now. Mm-hmm. He enjoys it. He likes it. He's just never been to the dentist. Mm-hmm. So shout out to, where is it at? Progressive Pediatric Dentistry over there in Oak Creek, right next to where our primary doctor is, because we walked in right on time. Look at me. I was proud of myself. Both boys in hand.
With 2 kids on time?
On time.
Wow. Slow clap for DZ.
Thank you.
That's a miracle.
I'll embrace. Thank you. For real. But I walk in and I'm like, hey, checking in.
Yeah.
Sammy. They're like, oh, hey, for sure. Mm-hmm. We check in. We're waiting. Sammy's looking at a book. And they're like, wait, are you DZ? Whole squad comes out.
That's awesome.
And then they were really cool listeners, gave Sammy the VIP experience. He walked out of there with some toys, some stickers.
Dude, pediatric dentistry. I mean, my dentist does pediatrics, thank goodness. So my kids go to my dentist. A lot don't. You have to do separate like you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you have to shower them with a ton of stuff because it's the dentist.
It's the dentist.
Want it to be a positive experience because we grew up being afraid of the dentist or it hurting. It doesn't hurt anymore. Like,
right.
I'm not kidding. They've made so many advances, but we're all traumatized.
Oh, yeah. And I remember my first experience at the dentist when we moved to this country, about 3 years old, my son's age.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened. I just remember sitting in the chair and that he was a very nice man and I had a good time.
Oh, good.
Right? So it was my first experience.
You had a positive experience.
Positive.
Ah.
So it was very enjoyable to see that my son equally had a good of a time.
Aww.
He got to touch all the equipment. He got to squirt the water, do the suction little hosey thing, press the drill, mess with the toothbrush, and then it came time to actually
get this
man in the chair.
This is when it gets funny with a 2-year-old, where you expect them to lay back and open their mouth for an extended period of time. Okay, what happened?
He did well enough. He definitely did not want to sit in the chair with me or alone.
I was going to say,
so
that's
ended up holding him. I didn't have to restrain him, but you know, we did have to just caress him a little bit so that the doc could check all his gums, teeth.
I'm not trying
that.
To one-up you, but my dentist has TV screens on the ceiling, so the kids stare. See?
So they stare up.
So they don't. They just let them do what they want while they stare off. Yeah.
That's a pro tip.
Shout out to pro tip for your dentist.
I'm gonna have to let them know, Dr. Steve.
Because I mean, it's the best.
Where the TV's at?
My kids just sit there and they go Nickelodeon. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, or you could bring your own stuff too.
Yeah.
But anyway,
for the first experience,
he did great.
He did really good, man. Aww. We took a bunch of pictures, some videos. studio. They were cool with it. They gave him the grand tour of everywhere. Aww. Showed him where one day he might be getting braces.
Superstar Sammy.
Superstar Sammy.
Did you have braces?
No.
I never had braces.
Look at my
either.
Teeth, dog. I got a big old gap in the middle. Well, I've never had braces.
I don't know, but I never asked you that question.
Fair. No, I've never had braces. I was told I needed
them. Do
you
wish you had them?
I did when I was younger. Now I don't care.
Okay.
Now I love my gap, to be completely honest with you.
You've embraced it.
Do I adore it? No. But I embrace it for sure, and it's kind of me.
It's you.
Yeah. It's familial,
it's
too.
It's just you.
Everybody, it's like on my dad's side of the family, a lot of people got this gap.
Interesting. In the
Weird.
Middle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, my sister's got braces. I got acne.
My sister's got braces.
Honest
I got
to
acne.
God, I had to go to a dermatologist. I mean, we all had our things. So I'm glad Sammy did well. That's great news. Well, and I can't believe he's going to be three.
Positive experience and insane that he's going to be three. For real.
Well, good job, Sammy. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk is on the way.
Yeah, what's today?
It involves someone who cannot let go of the past.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Tell me about it.
Be more specific, Allie.
Tell me about it. They want to know if they're the jerk because they won't let something go. So we're going to talk about that. Then we have dumpster fire dating.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the last chance at Pride Fest Milwaukee tickets.
Busy hour.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are you the jerk if you continue to bring up the past?
Possibly.
Depends on the past, I feel like.
Nah, for real, though.
You know?
Uh-huh.
This is the submission we got. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. My sister won't talk to me because I keep bringing up the past all the time. The one time I almost drowned. For context, it was May of 2018. She goes deep on this one.
For context.
Me and my siblings were getting baptized in a lake. After the baptism, they allowed us to go swimming. So I stayed in the shallow end because I didn't know how to swim. My sister then picks me up, started bringing me to the deeper end of the lake. At first, I thought it was a joke, but then she just got deeper.
Stop being funny.
And deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I started to tell her to bring me back. She didn't. And we got to about the middle of the lake, and I was losing it. Because I was starting to push her into the water, she let go. I struggled to keep my head above water. Many people tried to help me, but I was panicking in and out of water. Of course, some older kid came over and safely brought me out of the deep end.
Oof, thankfully.
Fast forward to now. My brother was talking about taking a summer job as a lifeguard to my dad. My dad was talking about how if someone were drowning, they'd be pushing them underwater. Trying to back up my dad, I started talking about my drowning experience.
Naturally, you know, an NDE might make you talk about it.
My sister immediately told me to be quiet and keep the past in the past. Now, being the talkative little sister I am, I started to provoke her. I continued going deeper into my experience, and she kept telling me to be quiet and stop. She finally got mad after the third time, and now she's really mad. My sister left yelling, and then I said I should have just been quiet. I do get that she may feel some guilt after that incident of me drowning.
Right.
But I'm starting to realize that I'm still a little traumatized by the incident.
Naturally.
It's been years. It's been 6 years, to be exact. If it was 2018.
Oh, yeah, 2018. Good math.
It's been 6 years, and I don't talk about it a lot, but when I do, no one seems to care, and they tell me to shut up.
Oof.
Am I the jerk for continuing to bring up the past?
Oh, man.
Yowzas!
It sounds light, but it's not that light.
It's not that light because putting someone in water, you can die.
Yeah.
So that is traumatic. Throwing people in water is not a great idea. I know a dad that did it to his kid, and the mom, who's a friend of mine to this day, says this kid has never had the same relationship with water. He thought it was genius. I'll throw him in. He'll learn.
It'd be great.
The kid's still afraid of water 10 years later. It's a disaster.
And I'm not trying to get dark, but I've had friends that have had siblings pass, unfortunately, by drowning.
It's a serious thing, and it's not knowing how to swim.
And it's not like they didn't know how to swim. That's the crazy part. So you know what I'm saying? So it's like extreme circumstances happen. And I'm not trying to diminish this person's experience because for all we know, they weren't in that much danger. They were safe. But the trauma of not knowing
but
how to swim and being in water, you don't know that. It could have been the situation where they're like, just stand up. Just stand up and you're fine. But you're panicking, so you're like, oh, I'm drowning. Stand up.
You put your foot on the ground and you can touch.
And you can touch and you stand up and then it's waist deep and you're like, oh. But to somebody that doesn't know how to swim, that doesn't feel like that. All of you got an ocean under you.
It's so true.
Sea monsters and all.
You're not wrong, DZ. I'm picturing those videos of people freaking out and then standing up.
And then somebody walks by and helps them and just pulls them up.
Oh my gosh. That's right? So funny, dude.
Could it have been that? Maybe.
Maybe.
Does that diminish their trauma? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Man, because why do you keep bringing it up? Because you feel it. Your sister obviously is bothered by it because she feels it too.
Mm-hmm.
She feels bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
She probably never apologized though.
No.
That's why you keep bringing it up.
Yeah, because and even if she did apologize, if you're traumatized, sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes an apology doesn't take the trauma away. Think about that.
Most times an apology won't. Yeah. Yeah, so no, I agree to that 100%.
You want it for closure or whatever, but you still end up screwed up until you deal with whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is Isabella a jerk for continually bringing up the past? The one time her sister almost drowned her.
It sounds funny.
It sounds funny, but I get why it's totally serious, too, because she got traumatized by this moment.
I'm picturing it all, and I know, thankfully, Isabella's safe. I know that's not always the case, but what really happened? There's two sides to each story. I just don't know if this is jerky behavior.
I don't know. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk because she keeps bringing up the past? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Isabella won't stop bringing up the time that her sister almost drowned her, and now she wants to know if she's the jerk because she won't let the past go.
Hey, sis, remember that time you almost killed me? By drowning me?
And while it's funny, it's also not. And we get both sides of this one. It's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Beth in St. Francis this morning. Hey, Beth, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. You said you were touched by this, did you not?
Or maybe gone through the same thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My brother's tried to attempt to murder me many times.
Many times, she said.
Beth said, and now that I'm on the air, they're going to pay for it.
Criminal offense.
Beth, so what do you think? Is she the jerk or not the jerk because she won't stop bringing it up?
Most definitely not the jerk. My brother's tried to kill me over 30 years ago, and I still bring that up today.
What happened?
I love it how she says murder me and reunion. Kill me over and over. She's like, and I will say murder me every time.
Assassination style.
She's like, I will use the worst word. Oh, my goodness. So you still bring it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, one time we went camping, and my brothers took me out in the middle of the lake. We were up at Devil's Lake. They took me out in the middle of the lake. And my mom told them to bring the boat in, and then they left me in the middle with the boat.
And then they
took the oars with them. And then my mom told them to go bring the boat in, so they dumped me out of the boat.
I shouldn't be laughing because I grew up with sisters.
So they're older brothers. Got
and
it.
We would have never done this because we would have been pulling each other's hair while this would have been going on. But okay, so your brothers left you in the middle. That's so mean.
Wait, and then they told me there's leeches in the water.
And then you probably saw Stand By Me, and you got all these movies that have traumatized you. Oh,
not
God.
Stand By Me.
Not the underwear. Not the leech in the underwear. Oh, man. Okay. So you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk for sure.
You've been through this.
Many
Definitely
times.
Not the jerk.
Many.
In about 30 years, they're going to be cracking up about this.
This is good. I like it, Beth.
Beth said, well, my brothers tried to murder me once, so not the jerk.
The first time
More
he
than
did.
Once.
More than once.
More than once.
Oh, appreciate your call, Beth.
Thanks for
Have
making
a great
me
day.
Smile today. That was good.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Nick in Muskego next. Hey, Nick. Good morning. Oh, Nick. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you go, Nick. Is this Nick?
No, this is Tanisha.
Oh no, what? No. Hold on. That's no wrong person.
Wrong
five.
Person for
five.
Sure.
Go to five.
Whoops.
DZ just pulled somebody random up, Nick. We didn't even answer her. We don't even know who that is.
What was I doing?
Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. It's going, man.
So is Isabella a jerk or not the jerk? She won't stop bringing up the past when her sister tried to drown her, which is not funny.
You know. I have slight mixed feelings on it. I feel that I'm leaning towards more jerk,
though. Stand on it. You can't call it
I'm going to say...
He said jerk.
I know. I'm gonna say jerk though. So I think, you know, it's something to bring up in the past, but at the same time, you know, you ever have that feeling of, you know, guilt in the past of doing something to someone, and then they keep bringing it up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really feel too good, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's one thing, you know, maybe if you're trying to laugh at it, but like if you're seriously traumatized from it, and mm-hmm. in this situation, it sounds she's pretty traumatized from it.
Yeah,
yeah. I just think that it's more so like, yeah, probably let's not bring it up. Like, it's not something to talk about if you're, you know, and it's just going to put more guilt on that person because of what they did.
Okay.
And yeah, she's not over it. And she clearly, I don't know if she needs something from the sister or more compassion, but, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that would matter. Sometimes you just want some compassion and a sorry, and you're like, oh, whereas the sister is just telling her, shut up, don't bring it up.
Please think about, stop, right?
So imagine if someone hurt you and they're going, shut up, don't bring it up, because it's 6 years later, but you still
feel yeah,
right
for
I
sure.
get both sides, right? So I get it. He's saying enough already. You're hurting another person now because you got hurt.
Bringing it up and kind of like poking fun at her is her way of like finding that closure and getting over it. And unfortunately, it's going to be 6 years. It might be another six. That doesn't make it okay though. And that's why Nick's going, oh yeah, a little bit of the jerk, man.
Yeah.
Because if we were laughing, if it was ha ha, that's one thing. But you're not ha haing.
Yeah,
you're really bringing it up.
You're continuing to bring it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just more of a traumatic experience and mm-hmm. a playful, funny thing. And that's
absolutely.
Why I'm calling it jerk, because it's just going to make both parties feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nick calling it like he sees it.
And you're going to be like Beth calling in 30 years, telling us how your sibling tried to murder you, and you're still mad.
Yeah. Half a dozen times.
It's so true.
Nick, split, man.
Thanks for calling, Nick. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right, Christina with the blue hair is going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
Okay, I don't know what Nick's talking about. She should feel guilty. You almost killed your sister. Feel guilty, okay?
Okay.
So, is not the jerk.
Okay.
Not the jerk. I grew up with a mom. She was a 60s baby. She chucked me in the river. Said, go for it. Learn how to swim. I still have nightmares to this day, even though I have taken swimming lessons for 5 years.
Wow.
My grandmother was one of those eccentric people. She had a couple too many beers, and she was on a float in 4 feet of water and did what EZ said. She flipped out. Oh, my God, I'm dying. Help me, help me.
Didn't know she could stand up.
Thank
you. No, we're like, stand up, woman. Get up.
Get up.
And she's like, help me. We're all laughing at her. It was so funny to us. But the next year, my grandma bring it up, and she's like, you guys laughed at me. That really hurt my feelings. We laughed again because we were teenagers. But then she started crying. She started crying, and I'm like, oh, my God, so sorry.
Yeah.
And we went and bought her flowers and told her sorry, and she never bring it up again after that.
So Isabella needs to start crying.
There you go.
She needs to go. You guys know I can't.
That's the key.
And maybe, you know what? Think about it. When somebody brings something up over and over, like they're mad, but if they're crying, you might have a different approach.
You would.
You act versus like, you almost drowned me, or... You almost drowned me. Like, which one are you going to have a different reaction?
Christina makes
so
a point.
So not the jerk, and the sister should feel guilty. Say sorry, sister. Come on now.
All right, Christina.
It ain't that hard.
Works it
Bye.
Out. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Perfect. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Don't throw people in water. It's traumatizing. Unless they know how to swim.
And if you do get thrown in, now you can cry about it.
Exactly.
Get some flowers
and
out of it.
And if you do know how to swim like me and others, don't do it as well because we might have makeup on or just blow dried our hair.
Let's just not throw people in water. How
Thank
about that?
You.
Yeah.
That part.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Well, this is awkward. DZ, I was talking to a gentleman, and, well, he was talking to me on Hinge in my DMs. He slid into the DMs. And, you know, DZ, what's it called when you speak to talk?
You know, voice text or whatever?
Voice text or whatever. Yeah, you can do that on dating apps now as well.
You can talk to text?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So if he asks me a question, then I can say, you know, I could just click the little voice button and
rather than typing it all out. Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, what happened was I was about to respond to a nice gentleman on Hinge, and Hudson walked in the room.
Mm.
And when Hudson walked in the room, I put my phone, I pulled it down so he didn't see Hinge.
Right. Naturally, like, oops.
Because he's 10. And I had my finger over, I guess, on Hinge, but didn't realize I was holding down the speak.
You were holding the speak to text?
Because I had started writing, and then Hudson walks in. My finger touches the microphone.
Got it. Sticky fingers touching things.
And my phone starts writing everything that's being said in the room.
Okay. Wait, between you and Hudson?
Uh-huh.
What are y'all talking about?
And you would think I set this up. Because Hudson walks into the room and says to me, that's exactly, this is what it is, Siri picked up. He walked in and says nothing else.
Picked up says, are you a microwave? Because when I see you, I say, beep, beep.
Huh? So Hudson says that to me, and then I go, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, man, I love you. All this picked up in the voice text?
To the dude you're talking to. To the dude on Hinge. So it says, are you a microwave? Because when I see you, I say, beep, beep.
Tell me you sent it. Please tell me you sent it to him.
I did. I did, and then I deleted him.
What?
I was so horrified.
You should have let him respond.
The fact that this happens sometimes when I'm on a regular text where I'm holding down the microphone because I start talking to someone and it's picking up what I'm saying, like Siri is writing out every word I said. This has never happened where Hudson comes in, drops a pickup line. Which, I mean, what are the odds that then gets picked up by my phone and then ends with, oh, man, I love you.
Oh, man, I love you.
Which is what I said to Hudson, but my phone picked it all up in one sentence.
You told a stranger you loved them after telling them a joke.
The dumbest pickup line I've ever heard.
A dad joke at that.
A horrible one. I said to Hudson, I go, where did you even hear this?
This guy's probably in love with you right now. There's some random man that just received this and then got blocked, and he went, the one that got away.
He's like, she sent me a pickup line, and she said I love you, and then she deleted me.
Beep, beep. She wants me.
What a horrible pickup line.
That was good.
Are you a microwave? Because when I see you, I say, beep, beep. I cannot.
I'm glad you sent it at least, because that means that you don't care.
No.
I
do not. But there are two gentlemen that I'm excited to go out with. I want you to know that, everybody. Two new ones. Look at my mic flying around.
Two? We got two potential
suitors.
Two
new ones I'm excited to go on dates with. And it's been a while since I've been excited to go out with anybody.
Suitor A and Suitor B.
Suitor A and Suitor B. I'm busy this weekend, so maybe next week.
When are we getting an update? That's what I need to know.
Next week, hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully I meet up with one of them before then.
Who are you more excited about, Suitor A or Suitor B? We don't even need to know any context.
Suitor
I don't care.
Suitor A.
Oh, snap.
And I can but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you got to meet people before you know if you like them.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Stop it. All right, thanks for joining us on this edition of Dumpster Fire Dating.
Yeah.
Stop it. Somebody said I gotta call a microwave guy. Get out of here.
What else are we gonna call him?
I deleted him because I was too embarrassed.
The next guy's still gonna be called microwave guy.
Maybe. Should we call the next guy microwave guy?
Beep, beep.
Well, somebody wrote on my Facebook the other day, watch out, Allie, rude guy's gonna like this. And I go, it's red flag guy. His name is not rude guy.
Listen, it's hard enough to keep these nicknames straight. All right, just be happy enough. We're saying anything.
You're lucky. They're all tools, so we have to come up with nicknames. All right, Kiss FM. Okay, what's the novelty food that you tried, you said? What was it?
Man, all right. So, as y'all know, I like food.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie, and I will try any sorts of food, even the processed kinds.
I don't know if they know that about you. I know that about you. I know that you have a dream of, like, owning a food truck. I don't know if people know that about you, DZ.
Some people might not, actually. You're right.
You don't talk about it a lot. So, yeah, you're a foodie. Go on.
I build in silence, man. You know, I don't put it all out there. But, yeah, I'm a foodie. I enjoy trying new things. Mm-hmm. Trying different things, mm-hmm. and sometimes the name brand stuff that you see, I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. For example, any Oreos, I'm gonna try all of the novelty Oreos.
Okay, why did they come out with Sour Patch Kids Oreos, dude?
I have no clue.
What was that?
I have no clue.
Who thought that was a good idea? Did you try them?
I did.
Were
try
they disgusting?
Them. They were weird. Ugh. I will say they weren't bad. But they were strange.
Strange.
They genuinely tasted like an Oreo with chunks of dang Sour Patch Kids sprinkled throughout.
I support, you know, wanting to collab.
True, yeah.
I'm down for a collab with anyone, but those two don't belong collabing. That's all I got to say about that. They tried too hard to collab.
Some collabs are a one and done.
And that was it.
That was it.
Sour Patch Kids and Oreos. Okay.
Now, there's other collabs that should have never been.
Like
and,
what?
And we found one. I hate to say it, bruh, but Doritos caught an L.
No, man. Doritos never. Doritos.
Doritos doesn't miss.
I mean, I could live on a Cool Ranch forever if I still ate chips.
Or so we thought. We thought Dorito doesn't miss. Dorito missed. Man, when I say this, the grossest Dorito I've ever had in my life, it is, I think it's called the Mango. It's like a mango fiery Baja something.
Oh, the sweet with the chip grosses me out.
You open the bag. It smells amazing.
Oh.
You take a little whiff. Mmm. Little heat. Mm. Little sweet.
Yeah.
I think we could, you know, do a little something here.
Yeah.
But then you take a bite. It's not
it. Oh, no.
I couldn't put my finger on the flavor. I went,
oh. Oh, no.
So eat another one. And I look at my wife, and she goes, what do you think?
Yeah.
I honestly look and go, terrible. What is that flavor? I can't. Look. My wife goes, yeah, it tastes like baby vomit, don't it?
Oh.
As soon as she put the taste into my brain, it's like some chemical reaction happened on my tongue. And that was like, aha, that's exactly what that tastes like. Ew. Spit it out. Complete miss. Full novelty item. Nope.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Doritos. I thought you were going to do better than that.
You know I'm not a wasteful individual,
no,
right?
No, not at all.
We threw the bag away. A full bag of chips.
That's when you know it's really bad.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't even do the fun parent thing.
What was the flavor again?
It was like fiery mango.
Mm.
It was like some Baja Blast, fiery mango, weird hodgepodge of flavors mixed up. I don't know if they let a fan create a flavor or what campaign this was a part of. The bag looked cool. That was about it.
Somebody said, I agree, DZ. Tried one last night. Yuck.
Yuck.
Interesting. We're talking about novelty food items that you could do without. Essentially is what we're talking about right
Facts.
Now. Because we brought up the Oreo, the Sour Patch Kid Oreos, which, ick, disgusting. Mm. You tried those Oreo or the new Doritos.
The Baja Mango Doritos, not it.
Sometimes it's a mess, and it makes you wonder how they got on the shelves.
Really?
Like, did you get a bad bag? No, because somebody else said they didn't like them. Like, who went into a room and tested these and went, this is it, you guys, we found it.
Thank you for saying that.
Like, who?
I looked at my wife and went, you know they quality controlled these, and somebody went, this is the least worst option that we have right now.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Ugh. This is the least grossest chip? Nah, yeah. Come on.
Oh, all right. Novelty food items you could do without. There are all kinds of them everywhere. People are always making the weird, you know, they make weird donuts. You could find a flavor of everything.
Some people might not like the maple bacon donuts.
Well, yeah. I understand why maple and bacon go together.
I do.
I'm just saying.
I'm not one of those people, but some people might not. That's a novelty.
Weird novelty food items, or maybe a collab that just didn't go well for you. That's what basically we're talking about right here. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We are going to take your calls and texts. Oh, I see. Oh, here come the texts. Hot Cheetos with Mountain Dew was a miss.
That was a thing?
Somebody said Hot Cheetos, mac and cheese, miss.
That was a miss.
And then somebody else said, everything mango smells like cat pee. Hey now, I pick the mango sometimes when I get my pedicure, or I get the scrub. Stop it. What are you trying to say?
I love mango, but I can't disagree sometimes.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. The foods you tried and went, nope, not interested. Novelty food items on Allie and DZ. DZ tried a new Dorito.
Yeah, those new Baja Mango Fiery Doritos. I don't know if y'all have seen them at the stores. Mm. Let me just save you the time right now. Avoid them.
Don't do it.
No disrespect. I love Doritos. Those were a miss.
Somebody said my least favorite snack was the Gushers.
What?
Gushers? Oh, wait. They wrote more. I don't know. No, they didn't write more about that. Somebody said Cinnamon Toast Crunch iced coffee. Okay, let's talk about the coffee flavors for a minute, because they got them all. They got the Cinnabon. I go in, I buy my pods for the weekends when I make my own coffee.
Right.
And they have, it's going to be a cinnamon roll. Is it?
I heard they're coming out with a Sour Patch coffee flavor.
Ugh, disgusting. Grossing me out so much right now. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start with our girl in Racine this morning, Amanda.
They're number one.
What up, Amanda?
Hey.
We're talking about novelty food items. So what is it that you tried and just could not get behind?
So I thought it would be really cool. Like a year or two ago, they had the nitrogen Pepsi. I was like, oh, maybe it's like a chocolate shake, you know, kind of feel. No, it's literally just drinking flat soda. So you might as well just go out in your refrigerator, go grab a Pepsi can, and just open it up and leave it out for 2 hours, because that's what you're drinking.
Really? I never tried it. That's funny.
Ugh, man.
Yes, I'm saving people money. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saving people money, she said. All right, fair enough.
Did they upcharge you for less carbonated soda? Was it more expensive?
Yeah, they're more expensive.
How is that possible?
I don't know. The world we live in.
It doesn't have to be carbonated to be soda?
Right?
I guess not.
Think about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
It's nitrogenated, not carbonated, Allie. There's a major, more expensive difference.
I don't know what that means, but I'll ask my kid who loves science. Okay.
I don't either. It's too scientific. See? It's too much science today.
I go, okay, cool story.
Let us know what they say back, because I'm not science either.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Harper in Tosa. She's calling. I said, who's on the phone? She said, Harper and Dad.
What up, Harper and Dad?
In Tosa. Hi, guys. Hi.
Now it's just me. Now it's just me, guys.
Oh, your dad left you? Oh. Well,
no,
what a great dad.
No.
She dropped dad off at work.
I just don't want him to talk right now. So.
Okay. Spicy.
Oh, I guess I love him.
Okay. Well, do you want us to talk? Because...
I'm going to just be quiet. Okay. I'm going to just be quiet.
Harper, what's the food item you tried?
Fiery Bomb Pops. Mm. The new ones they just released, they are not good.
Really?
And they're messy, too. They're really messy, and they're sticky and disgusting.
If you're going to go popsicle, you got to be ready for the mess. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
or even ice cream
exactly.
At that point.
And I've never had a bomb pop.
They don't stop it. They're not very good, and they taste like dog water.
Okay.
Like dog water.
Well, thank you for sharing, Harper. That was very detailed.
Very specific.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You have a great day at school,
thank you.
I think.
You too.
Okay. Let your dad talk now. Bye.
Give your dad a break, okay? Would you? Poor guy.
Poor guy. Said, Dad, zip it. I'm on the air.
Dad in the fetal position in the corner waiting for Harper to tell him what to do next?
Dad's just in the driver's seat, just patiently waiting his turn.
Dads of daughters, they understand.
Does Dad taste like dog water?
People are texting in. Somebody said, the blue Star Wars Kemp's milk, yuck. Somebody else said, the Oreos are from an April Fool's post from Sour Patch Kids a couple years ago. Oreo decided to then make them. Well, Oreo didn't, that wasn't an aha gotcha. That was, did not work out.
Nah, a lot of us didn't laugh. We thought they were serious.
Those two do not go together. Somebody said, the Doritos sizzling cheeseburger is also nasty.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even know about that one.
I did not either. These are all the novelty food items you've tried and just did not like. Natalia in Milwaukee. Milwaukee said those new Doritos taste like a spicy fruity pebble. Ick. Is that what it is?
No, it tastes like baby vomit. I don't know what else. It does not taste like a spicy fruity nothing. It tastes gross. It tastes disgusting. It tastes like they need to be recalled and pulled off the shelves. I'm starting a petition right now.
Somebody said Twisted T-Bomb Pop tastes like medicine, not a real bomb pop.
Ew.
Somebody said those poppy sodas are not very good.
Really? I heard great things about those poppy sodas.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Bean Boozled jelly beans, nasty flavors. Yeah, I don't know why people actually go for them. They have to do it because they want to torture themselves. Who goes, let me try the vomit flavored jelly bean?
Let me grab the Harry Potter inspired jelly beans and get the earwax flavor. No, man, you did that to yourself.
No, thank you on that. All right, well, now we know what to stay away from. Thank you, everybody. 103.7. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Huepa.
So happy. Last day of May.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Because summer's here and I cry all winter and now it's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it.
It's the we outside weather. Soon to be we at the beach weather.
Correct. Exactly that part. So DZ, you said you had quite an experience with a local business.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't positive per se. I hate to say it. Mm-mm. Now, I feel like I was bamboozled.
Nothing makes me crazier than a business trying to rip me off or doing something shady, and then I find out about it after the fact.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly what happened. It was after the fact, and I thought I was doing something nice, man. So let me break down what happened to you, because the other day, this actually happened last week, and I was going back and forth on, do I want to bring this up? Should I say something? And I went, nope, yep, got to say something.
So I was getting my car washed, and I'll refrain from saying the name of the business.
Thank you.
Respectfully. Respectfully. But I was getting my car washed, not too far from the station here, and realized about halfway through that I didn't have cash to tip the guys that were vacuuming, cleaning my car mats, doing the inside detailing, if you will.
Detailing your car.
I went, oh, dang. This is normal service to tip for. I should have had cash. Wonder if they got Venmo or another way that I could tip.
Sure.
Lo and behold, I'm looking around, and at the car wash, under their tip box, I see that it has this little sign that says, no cash, but still want to leave the crew a tip? Okay, bet. Leave them a Google review. Every 5-star Google review, this location earns lunch for the entire crew working that same day. I went, oh, daddy.
Oh, you're going to buy lunch for everybody, DZ. Great.
I'm leaving a 5-star review, even though I actually have a complaint about one of the employees. It's not the employees I'm dealing with, so I'm leaving a 5-star review to make sure the guys that are working on my car eat today.
Right.
We're buying lunch.
You feel great.
I don't have cash for a tip, but I got something just as good. I'm going to log into my Google review, leave them a 5-star review, and get them lunch.
And did you do that?
I did.
That's awesome.
I logged in. I was like, man, I felt good. 5 stars. I even kept it a buck. I said, I'm leaving this 5-star review because I appreciate the service I received. Even though I have complaints about management, I want the fellas to have a good time. And at the end, I said, enjoy the lunch, fellas. Enjoy the lunch.
In the Google review.
In the Google review itself. Because of what this little board says.
If you don't have cash, leave a review and we will make sure we feed our staff.
5-star review equals lunch for the staff on that day. And I went,
so
yes.
Where's the issue?
The issue is something in my head said, ask the staff if they actually get lunch. So I looked at two of the gentlemen that were working on my car, and I could tell they speak Spanish. So in Spanish, I asked them, hey, fellas, let me be straight up. I just left y'all a 5-star review. When do y'all get lunch? I didn't even finish the sentence before both dudes start laughing. Lunch! We've never gotten that lunch. They're out here finessing 5-star reviews out of people and not giving the crew their lunch.
They're conning people.
I feel
conned.
That's
like false advertising, misleading. Like, is that even... false advertising is illegal. I don't know if that's an advertisement, but it's definitely misleading.
It's misleading.
And would make me not want to go to a business again.
I was thinking that I was contributing my non-ability to give a tip by getting them lunch at least.
And it wasn't even like you loved the place. You were leaving it to tip the guys.
I was leaving a 5-star review as my tip. Had I known that they weren't going to get the lunch, I would have never left a tip. I would have rather have gone to the bank and then driven back and broke them off. And been like, here, fellas, 10 apiece, whatever, whatever.
Totally. You would have left and come back.
I would have rather.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm thinking 2 birds, 1 stone. Now I don't got to come back. They're getting lunch. Bam, bam.
Gosh.
Nope. I feel finessed, man.
You were.
I'm a little triggered by it because why would a business allow that to ride? Right?
So now what? So now, oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed.
I don't know if my review was even looked at.
Right.
I definitely know they're not getting lunch.
Well, they're not looking at it, but other people are going to look at it and go to this business and think there's something positive happening, and because they're finessing people into positive reviews when they're doing bad stuff. They're lying.
I left with a sour taste in my mouth.
That's so messed up. They're taking advantage of people and they're saying, we're going to pay these people, but they're not.
Right. Not to mention, I didn't have a great experience there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You were just trying to make sure the guys got taken care of.
Right.
So they did finesse you into, I get that. In hindsight, you're like, whoa. So now I just left this business I don't even like that much, a review. I had a bad experience when it all came out that they were not buying these guys lunch.
Right.
And now what?
Now what? Now my review is up. And they're sitting there going, oh, another 5-star review. Got him.
Looks so good online.
Got him.
Somebody said, go adjust your review. Can you do that?
Can I do that?
I don't know.
I don't leave reviews. I literally went out of my way to log into my account so that I could leave a dang review when I'm not the review guy.
That's what I mean. I've never left a review in my life.
I hate leaving reviews, but I thought I was doing something nice, getting these men's lunch.
Well, if you can adjust it, I say.
1 star? Yeah, me too.
Log in and go, was going to leave a good one, but then found out they just say exactly everything you said. You should put on Google. Say they say that they're tipping their guys and they're lying. So if you came here to leave a review, denied.
Joke's on you. Don't leave the review. The guys don't get lunch.
Somebody said, delete the review, DZ. Somebody else said, me about to go on Google. Let me fix that real quick. 414-533-1037. This is wild. I hate this story, but I'm so glad you're bringing it on the air because these are the moments that I love our job where people don't know it's us. And they rip us off, and we go, ha ha, joke's on you, sucker.
I'm going to talk about y'all soon.
Uh-huh. And I went in there with you, and I love it when they don't know who we are because they treat us like everyone else. They rip you off like they did, yep. Or they didn't rip you off, but they lied to you.
They didn't
and
rip me off.
They ripped off their employees. What That's I who will they ripped say off.
Is they mistreated me too. You know, they were kind of assuming I was there just using the free vacuum. Not going to get a car wash. And the manager came at me all sorts of crazy. So when I was complaining, I was genuinely leaving a valid complaint about how people are treated, but the fact that their staff still needs to be taken care of.
Did you just say you approached the manager and he was a jerk?
No, the manager approached me and was a jerk.
Oh, on top of all of that.
Yeah, on top of all of that. And I still left a 5-star review, y'all. I feel like I got hoodwinked.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are going crazy. We're all mad. Everybody's mad right now.
Triggy, triggy.
Oh, we'll talk to you next. People are hot. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. All you had to do was tell them you got ripped off, and now everybody's mad.
Hi, we're people. We're hot.
Everybody's saying I would go and change the review because you got your car detailed and they bamboozled you.
I didn't think I could change my review, but that might be a good call.
It is, if you can.
I mean, so if y'all missed what we were talking about just a second ago, I feel like I got scammed by a business because I was getting my car washed and detailed at a local place. It's a chain, though, so it's not a mom and pop, right? Mm-hmm. But at the spot, no business name. It says, no cash, but still want to leave the crew a tip. Leave them a Google review. Every 5-star review they get at this location earns lunch for the entire crew working that day.
And you know what's funny? It says, want to earn the crew a tip, and tip is underlined.
Underlined.
Like they're serious, and you found out they don't buy anything for the crew, and they don't even, they're just encouraging people to, they're ripping off their employees is what they're doing.
The only tip is don't fall for their shenanigans, bro. Right.
Alicia's in Milwaukee. She says she is a level 6 Google reviewer, whatever that means.
Oh, there's ranks. Hello, Captain. Good morning.
Hello.
Sergeant, whatever.
Sergeant Google
Reporting
reviewer.
Reporting for duty.
Oh, talk to us, level 6.
Salute. All right. What do you think, Alicia?
The businesses take that stuff seriously. Like, they'll get on and argue with you on there, but it is important to leave an honest review.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
That was totally, and then it helps with their rankings business-wise and other entities, so that's why they make sure that they get 5-star reviews.
Oh.
Then they can go on and advertise, oh, we have so many 5-star reviews or what have you.
It's like, listen to our testimonial that we forced someone to do because we told them we were going to tip our employees if they did it, but we didn't really tip the employees. We just got the good reviews, so we can now rip other people off online and say, look at all our great reviews.
Look at
and
us.
That's why I hate this whole story. It's making me angry. Unbelievable.
Well, the only ones getting hurt are the employees.
That's
and
right.
In the long run, say they get the bad service after all the bad reviews, then they lose their job if the business closes.
Dang.
Yep. All right, Alicia, this is all good advice. Thank you for calling today.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. Bye. Brett, and I kept it honest. I genuinely said I didn't have a great experience, but I'm giving these boys 5 stars so they get lunch. That's what I said in my review.
And then they're not even getting it.
They're not even getting
lunch.
Somebody
texted in. Oh, it's Mila. She said, DZ, log in and edit your review and tell all. Yes, we are triggered over here, she said.
I will read you verbatim my review because I pulled it up. It actually posted.
Well, it sounds like you said, you know.
I said, literally, the crew working on the car was great. My only sour spot is the manager, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm there, he seems to be really rude and dismissive. Not begging to be loved, but a smile in customer service goes a long way. Enjoy the lunch, boys. 5 stars. Did I not keep it honest? I didn't have a great review?
Somebody else said, if you can't change your review, then add a new one and blast them. And then Southside Sean wrote in, and he said, DZ, I've been there, done the same thing back in 2022, and am today years old learning about that lunch thing.
Man.
Interesting.
Sean
didn't know they didn't get the lunch.
Right. So he left a 5-star review and assumed.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry, because you're probably really mad too. Okay, Sandy's in Lake Geneva, and she's fired up. Let's just go to her. Hi, Sandy.
Let's keep it hot.
Hi, I am, because I'm going through the same situation as DZ right now.
Stop.
What happened?
A car rental. They ripped us off bad. But first of all, you do need to change your review. And in all honesty, when I see people that leave
certain notes about that type of thing, I always ask the employees first before I do that, because I've heard that from several. I've heard it from restaurants. I've heard it from car places.
That is anything. The best advice I think we've had on the show today is that if you're in a business and they say they're doing something to the employees, go ask the employees.
Ask the actual people.
Yeah. They will be honest with you, because then I'll, like you said, I'll go back, I'll give them cash, whatever. And I work in customer service, so I 100% get it, and I see it constantly. But I'm going to tell you, I am so fired up, because right now I just spent 3 days on the phone with this car rental place that ripped us off with tolls. We were leaving our place, going on vacation, pulling out of the garage, and the guy just said, hey, would you like to add on a small amount in case you go through tolls? And in the past, we've done that. So if you go through a toll, it's like $5 or whatever. Oh, no. We get a bill in the mail after we've been home now for a month. $70
for a toll pass.
We went through one toll.
Nah.
They locked us into some kind of device that charged us $70. I am so mad. And then listening to DZ's story just makes me even more, because I'm like, what is up with these people ripping us off? He never explained to us, oh, we're, you know, it's almost like we bought an iPass, but we didn't.
But you didn't.
We weren't even on vacation that long. It was only 6 days. I said, we didn't go through $70 worth of tolls. We went through one. And trying to get a human being to talk to is impossible.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother topic.
I threw my phone 3 times trying to get through an automated system to a business that shall remain nameless. My kids were afraid of me because I threw my phone. I said, nope, if I don't get to a person, I'm going to freak out. So don't. Now you triggered something else in me, the automated phone system.
That's the next topic.
Now I'm angry. Now I'm mad again. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, we're all fired up this morning.
Somebody just texted in, please recap. You guys, you're going to have to go back and listen on the Odyssey app. DZ went in to get his car detailed. He didn't have cash. He wanted to tip the guys, and it said, leave a review. We will buy them lunch. They did not indeed buy them lunch.
They never have bought them lunch.
They never will. And that's the story we're talking about here that has triggered everyone else's anger. Like
the cranky manager is the one who's sucking up all the lunch.
Yep.
He's buying lunch for himself. Mm-hmm. Sandy, we appreciate
your
call.
And to be honest with you, I've totally seen that before, too. It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Allie, thank you so much for your advice about throwing your phone, because I was ready to do the same thing.
She said, when you said thank you for your advice, I looked around like, wait, what did I just do?
No, because I went off on some man that I finally got a hold of that was probably in the middle of Africa and I don't even think he knew what a rental car was, because I couldn't even he was blasting music and I could
hear dogs. He was working from home.
He was in Detroit. What are you talking about?
He was chilling.
He was literally, it sounded like conga music in the background. I don't know where he was, but it was bad.
Detroit?
I'm like, okay.
He was at his main job.
Southside?
Working his side job. Okay, Sandy, it was me. I'm sorry. It was me. I was working customer service.
From home in Bayview.
You would have been friendlier than this guy. I went off on him too, man. I was not nice.
We appreciate
it. But he wasn't nice back to me either. Well, you have a good day.
You too, Sandy. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for your advice. And I yelled at a man and he yelled back, but thank you guys and have a good day. She's so cute.
That was good.
Well, thank you all for your calls and texts. We appreciate them. I see them still coming in, but what a day. DZ, I feel for you. And if anything else happens with this business, you have to keep us updated.
I'm going to go change my review.
You should.
I didn't know I could. I'm going to edit.
Change it and then add another one.
Ooh.
Just say Allie and DZ said you suck.
I'll sign in our name.
Fine.
Say I won't.
Go for it.
What?
I've signed my name to worse, okay? It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.